One of the most closely watched races in the upcoming midterm elections is the Senate race in Texas between Republican incumbent Ted Cruz and Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke. They had a debate last night, and O'Rourke took some harsher than usual swings at Cruz.
This is what you can expect over the course of this debate. Senator Cruz is not going to be honest with you. He's going to make up positions and votes that I've never held or have ever taken. He's dishonest. It's why the president called him Lying Ted, and it's why the nickname stuck, because it's true.
O'Rourke is behind Cruz in the polls, but only trailing by single digits in a very red state. Ashley Lopez, senior reporter at KUT, joins us from Austin with more. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
And let's listen to one of last night's fierier exchanges. This is Senator Cruz talking about O'Rourke's relationship with President Trump.
With Congressman O'Rourke leading the way, 2 years of a partisan circus shutting down the federal government in a witch hunt on the president, that's not good for the state of Texas. It's not good for our country.
Senator, that is your time. 90 seconds response from you, Mr. O'Rourke.
Really interesting to hear you talk about a partisan circus after your last 6 years in the U.S. Senate.
Now, Cruz said during the debate that it is clear that Congressman O'Rourke's pollsters have told him to come out on the attack. What do you make of his more aggressive strategy last night?
Well, yeah, O'Rourke has definitely changed his tone a little bit since the beginning of the campaign. For most of the campaign, O'Rourke wasn't even mentioning Ted Cruz. In fact, you know, he didn't come up in rallies almost at all. But there have been some Democrats in the state who have been expressing frustration that O'Rourke hasn't been more forceful in highlighting the very real ways in which he's different from Cruz. And with Election Day this close, O'Rourke is probably finding it's important for those distinctions to be clear.
What was Cruz's strategy?
Well, he's been using the same strategy all along, which is that he's making the case that Texas is just too conservative for Beto O'Rourke, who Cruz has painted as this liberal, you know, an extreme liberal. And, you know, Texas hasn't elected a Democrat to statewide office in more than two decades, so it could be that that's a really salient point to make. Cruz has said a couple of times that if given the chance, O'Rourke will take any opportunity to align himself politically and ideologically with what he calls the radical left. Here's a good example of that.
I want to repeal Obamacare, reduce premiums, protect pre-existing conditions, and expand access. Congressman O'Rourke wants socialized medicine, the federal government in charge of your health care and your doctor. I want to keep the economic boom we're experiencing right now going.
Yeah, so Cruz has been making the case that Republicans have been delivering for Texans for a while now, and O'Rourke wants to undo all that work.
Now, O'Rourke has raised a lot of money, a record $38 million just now, making this the most expensive Senate race in history. He is counting on support from Texans who don't typically turn out to vote, Latino voters, young people. Let's listen to a moment from his closing statement last night.
On issues of immigration reform, the fate of Dreamers, nearly 200,000 in the state of Texas, when the Senate voted to move forward on debate for Dreamers, 98 senators showed up that day, 97 voted to move forward, only one senator voted no. Ted Cruz has put his career above the interests and priorities of Texas.
Now, people that are watching this election say it is going to be difficult for O'Rourke to get people who don't typically vote to the polls. What do people think about whether he can pull that off?
I mean, this is the hardest task for any political campaign because it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of money to make a non-voter a voter. Like a campaign has to get in touch with someone at least six or eight times before they actually vote. There's some research that suggests that. But for a Democrat in Texas, it's really the only way to win a statewide election. That's because the non-voting population in Texas is so big. And the good news for Beto O'Rourke is that he surely has the money now to invest in turning out people who don't often vote in Texas. And I guess soon we'll find out whether that spending was effective.
Well, and the last Democrat, I believe, that won statewide in Texas was Ann Richards or somebody back in the 1990s.
Yeah, almost 25 years
wow.
ago.
Now, we mentioned that this is the most expensive race in Senate history. You've reported on how the sheer amount of money in this campaign could be making some of the polling data unreliable.
Yeah, this is something that pollsters have been flagging for me because so much money is pouring in, particularly into the Beto O'Rourke campaign. He's doing the more expensive work of turning out non-voters. At least he's trying to, which means there are a bunch of new voters in the mix that pollsters don't typically know how to model for. I mean, since the last midterm in 2014, about 1.6 million people were added to the rolls in Texas, and a lot of them were added in the final days of the registration period this month. I mean, I can't tell if all of that is because of O'Rourke's campaign, but pollsters have told me it's unlikely those voters show up in the polling that's being conducted right now, or at least has been in the past.
It's going to be very interesting to watch what happens in Texas. Ashley Lopez, senior reporter at KUT in Austin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And by the way, early voting for the Texas midterm election begins on Monday.